This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Monday four more hostages were found dead in Gaza, including three older men who recently appeared in a video, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says four families got the grim news.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas.
Three of the men were in their 80s. They had been shown in December in a Hamas video begging for their lives in Jerusalem. A protest outside the prime minister's residence where Shay Dickman wants the ceasefire proposal adopted so her cousin in captivity can be released.
And for 125 families to reunite.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yemen's Houthis say they targeted a military site on an Israeli port city with a new ballistic missile, the Iranian-backed group's military spokesperson said on Monday. The Houthi militia, which controls the most populous parts of Yemen and is aligned with Iran, has attacked ships off its coast for months, saying it's acting in solidarity with Palestinians fighting Israel in Gaza. The group said it targeted the military site with a ballistic missile named Palestine, claiming the operation had successfully achieved its objective. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is widely expected to win India's election on Tuesday in what would be a triumph for his Hindu nationalist drive that has thrown the opposition into disarray and deepened concern for minority rights. Exit polls have shown 73-year-old Modi well on track for victory after a six-week-long election that saw 640